I'm going to send you a link to a
picture.
Okay.
I'll put it in the chat here.
What is this? What do you got?
It's red gourds.
Background noise? You hear someone talking?
I think it's probably Darren's mic, probably.
No. There's someone talking in the next room. I'm just wondering if it's coming over on the mic.
Oh, in your next room. No, I don't hear that.
Okay, good. And is my mic level good from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we should do a plug for Rode since we all have the mics today. All right. Let's get started.
Where's Darren?
He said he went to get a drink.
Oh, he turned his camera off. We don't want a tubing. Tubing.
You to the Metal Injection live cast.
Sounds okay?
Greg Weeks is on the show tonight.
You can hear me while I'm talking?
Yeah.
Okay. Let us begin!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. Greg Weeks is on the show tonight to talk about his new band Sexless Marriage. Sexless Marriage is also what Rob and Sid had back when they were roommates, except for the sexless part. Hubba hubba. Hubba rubba. The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
Welcome to the live cast. Our marriage was very sexless, by the way, Chuck Landington.
I was going to ask for a follow-up on that. So, like, you basically had the personality of an old married couple, but still fucked.
Yeah.
So, still went to the bone zone.
Yeah, Rob was asleep, but yeah.
We just saw a lot of our back hair. That's about as far as we got. Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast. Thank you for tuning in. Rob here with Darren, Sid, and Noah. Looking great, Noah. I love your new hairstyle.
Thank you.
Looking very anime. And,
very ghost in the shell.
And you might
be ready to go to a Power Man 5000 concert.
You might be asking yourself, how do we know what we look like? It's because we do a video version of the show, which you can get access to by joining our Patreon. You can see how great my hair looks today. I'm having a very good hair day.
Those look nice.
Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. That's the website. At $5 a month, you get access to all of our video episodes. Every episode we do, we have a video version now. And every month we've been doing at least 2 bonus episodes. Oh, there's a dog. Bobby the dog is disappearing into the background. But anyway, so we have 2 bonus episodes. This month, the top of the month, we have a bonus episode that I've wanted to do for a very, very long time, which is Kurt and Courtney. We do a watch-along of the late 90s documentary. It's a terrible documentary, and we have a great time shooting on it. Highly recommend you check it out. In the past, we've reviewed the Danzig movie, Motley Crue's The Dirt. We have a whole episode where we just play Mike Francesa clips and just shit on him, and it's unbelievably hilarious. Lots of great stuff. We did a draft where we each live cast the movie. And we also did a music draft where we all picked our fantasy bands. Tons of great episodes in the archives. We hope you can check them out. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. And I want to say we are live Tuesday nights. It's 6 p.m. Eastern. That's our time right now. We might change it to start time, but that's what we're sticking to. And
6 o'clock Eastern.
6 o'clock Eastern, yes. And I do want to mention this is episode 597, and we are 3 episodes away from episode 600.
Ooh.
Episode 600 is going to be on Tuesday, December 29th, and we want you to be a part of the episode. We're going to have an open Zoom bomb. That means we're going to have a Zoom link that we're going to post on our socials and my livecast on Twitter, Metal Injection Livecast on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to post our Zoom link, and you can come and just bomb our show live. We're going to let anybody in to disrupt the show, say what you want to say, plug your band, do what you need to do. We're going to talk to you.
Don't do everything
within reason.
Yeah. Within reason. We're going to kick you off if you're annoying. That's
we don't
want to
see your balls.
Your tubing.
Yeah. No tubing. And we want to see you. So that's in 3 weeks on our 600th episode. Please, if you've ever listened to the show, we'd love to see you, or we don't have to see you. We can just hear you or whatever computer robot you have speaking for you. I don't know. Just be a part of the show. We'd love it.
Just text us. It's fine, too.
Or you can send us an email.
You can do a hey mail at metalinjection.net.
You can email us. Well, anyway, but let's talk about this week. We have a very special guest, and I want to bring him on right now.
Ooh.
Here he is. He is one of the world's greatest men. It's Greg Weeks.
Yes.
Hello, Greg.
To unmute him.
We're going to ask to unmute you. Please unmute yourself. There you go. And
guys.
Choice. What's
Hi,
up, dude?
Hi, gang.
Hi. I like that your phone, for some reason, is displaying you sideways.
Don't call it out. It's his creative choice.
Yeah. This is how I live my life, guys. I just want to let you know.
Well, I just want to say it's so great to finally have you back on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes.
It's whoa.
I was like half hoping you'd just leave it sideways for the whole interview.
Now I have to arrange my phone so I can actually balance it. Oh, friggin' A.
Yeah. That's why you're one of the greatest men.
Thank you. It's great to meet you too, Rob. really excited
we've known each other for like 15 years now, 17 years maybe.
No,
doesn't ring a bell.
It's been a while.
I did learn last week though that you might have some discoloration in your nether regions. Is that true?
Oh no,
it's purple.
Okay. Sure. I got a guy for that if you need to take care of that, buddy. But it's good to be back. It's good to see you. Good to see everybody. How y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
Fine. I want to mention, of course.
Fine.
You have a new project. It's called Sexless Marriage.
Yeah.
With your buddy Gunface and a few other folks. It's some nice hardcore punk. And the album is out now, sexlessmarriage.bandcamp.com. We link it on the episode page. Definitely check
Thank
it
you,
out.
Yes. And just in case people are listening to you very closely, it's actually not Sexless Marriage with Gunface. It's actually just it's Sexless Marriage. And then you mentioned also he's also in it, in case anybody.
Right.
Our marriage is very sexy, so you don't have to bring that into it. Thank you.
So whose band is Sexless Marriage? Is this your band, so to speak?
Well, whose band isn't Sexless Marriage, really? I mean, if you want to think about it.
Is it my band?
It's you're in the band.
Wow.
Yeah, it is your band. No, it's kind of a project that started with me and the singer of the band, Mike Morowitz. He had moved from Austin back to Boston. And we were at a get together, and I asked his wife. He was in a bunch of bands, like The Roller and Weak Flesh in Austin, the great bands. And I was talking to his wife, and I said, "Does he miss playing shows?" And she looked at me, and she was just like, "You should start something with him. He's losing his mind."
Did he know that you're just talking to his wife without him there? Oh, like, is that cool?
No, he was there. We had also never met, like you and I. And I just started. That's what I do at parties. You know me. I'm like, hey, I wonder if she's single. And I just walk over and start talking. And they start talking about their husbands and boyfriends. And I just go, boring. I mean, you know how it is.
That's where you got the idea for the band name.
Exactly. Exactly. But she said you should start something. And I had this project that I wanted to do. I was going to call it Jesus Christ, all capitals with 3 exclamation points. And then Morowitz later told me that there might be like a white nationalist band with the same name. and although,
with the 3 exclamation points too.
See, that's the thing. They didn't have those, but I felt like our messages were so closely related, I didn't want to have another band called that. So what we did then was we grabbed Bev, who plays drums in two of my other bands, and I think who came next? Who knows? Oh, our friend Chris Johnson. He clearly the most famous of all of us. He's in a band called Deaf Heaven. So, you know, that's pretty big. That's big time when you can get a fish like that. So we reeled him in with promises of money and fame. And that didn't work. that hasn't happened yet, I should say. And then
but
I think
what
Mike and I.
After this show, after your appearance on this show.
We're the ticket to the big time.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the. this is going to be gigantic. That is 100% why I'm here.
Yeah.
And I thank you guys so much for letting me on the show to promote this project, which I'm assuming is just going to be Grammy nominated, Oscar nominated. Tony nominated any of them.
Yep.
All I got.
Emmy?
Oh, yeah.
Emmy?
And
Golden Globe?
Emmy? Oh, yeah. This is the best acting I've done all day. So so then I think at one point Mike heard it or I talked to him in anything that we've done together. We're in, I think every band we've ever been in is with each other. One person goes, hey, do you want to do this? And the other person goes, why not? And then we end up in bands together.
Right. So like in this band, you're playing guitar and he's playing the bass. Switching
yes.
from the red chord.
He had right. just done, what the hell? He was working on something where he was playing bass or he was doing demos for our other band, Umbra Vitae. And I think he was playing bass on those demos or something. He's like, bass is fun. And then he heard this and he was like, I want to play bass on that. And I was like, of course, why not?
Yeah, and we had him on to talk about Umbra Vitae. I really like that album as well. How do you just, how do you like, hey, now we're going to do this kind of band. Now we're going to do a hardcore punk band. How do you know?
Well, first off, thank you very much for the compliment on the Umbra Vitae record. Thank you very much. What we do is, you know, man, it's like whatever's flowing. With this band, I always wanted to do a band where it was super short songs that sounded like kind of Black Flag or Motorhead.
Yeah, no one's done that before.
Because I was like, I want to be super original and really pick two bands that people don't really know about, merge them together, but do them short, you know? I don't need this ballad stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you don't want to overstay
right.
your welcome. And two band styles, two band styles that have never been merged either, by the way.
Exactly. And I wanted to be as original as I could be with this band, so I chose those two specific bands. So much so, there's got to be at least three actual Black Flag riffs on the record, which make it way easier to write a record if you're that on the nose.
Yeah, like why relegate sampling just to hip-hop? It could be in hardcore punk as well.
Yeah. But I'm actually playing it, so it's not technically sampling, I guess. It's just stealing. Which I think is legal. I think you can't sample.
I think
either
as
way.
Long as you do it with a different guitar than the one used in the original version, then it's fine.
Oh, shit. Okay, I can re-record this.
Yeah.
We went so authentic, we got all the equipment that was used in all those records. So that could be a problem. Could be a problem.
Just get a cheap Epiphone. Just crank it out.
Yeah.
Redo it.
It didn't take long. We actually did the whole record in a day. So...
Wow. The benefit.
And you can't tell listening to it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I would say when I listened to it, I was like, oh, they must have taken like 3 hours recording this.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't have thought a day.
Yeah, we strung it out. We rented the studio for the whole day. We used it, okay?
It was mostly for eating snacks, right?
100%. There were a lot of donuts eaten that day, I'll tell you. Yeah, we didn't record for the whole day. We just kind of hung out and milled around.
By the end of the day, they were like the people at the buffet kicking you out after you go back for eighth. It's like enough donuts already. Come on.
Yeah, they're like, please get out of here. And we said to those people who were just randomly eating donuts, why don't you be on a record? Come on in. And it was unbelievable. It was freaking great.
Now, what kind of donuts are we talking here?
Well, obviously Boston cream. When in Rome.
Or Boston.
Roman cream. Greek salad donut. That was a good one. And then tuna fish sandwich donut.
Ooh.
Oh,
exotic.
All great. And all heated up in the microwave, ready to go. Unbelievable, guys.
Oven fresh.
Yeah.
It is oven fresh.
So, I mean, obviously COVID ruined everything.
I want to say something quickly because you were in one of our videos about 15 years ago. We did a thing where it was like the Ghosts of Christmas Past type of thing.
Oh, my God, yes.
And in the end of that episode, towards the end, you know, it's the future and you're the Ghost of Christmas Future. And Rob asks you, how did humanity die? And you just go, bird flu. I can't help it. Yeah. We predicted this.
Oh, my God, you're right.
We're living in.
That, I don't even – I mean, I remember almost all of my appearances with you guys, but I don't even – that's incredible. Well, look at us.
Well, let me give you some context for that. You were on tour with GWAR, and I believe Municipal Waste. And
the best tour ever.
And originally, I believe the Ghost of Christmas Future was going to be Odorous Urungus, the late great. And I don't remember what it was. Maybe he had another. There was a scheduling issue, or we couldn't get him in the outfit during the time that we needed to shoot. Or something like that. I don't know. So we just didn't have access to Odorous the last minute. We were like, Greg, would you do this for us? And you're like, yeah, okay. And we're like, all right, you got to say this. And you're like, okay. And it, I want to pull
and
it
I
up.
I did it.
You
basically
did it. You did
a
great
parakeet.
Job.
And I do have to say that of everything I've done in my career, if you could call it that, I am most known for the videos that I've done with you guys. I've got people who have never heard my music and say, you know, a friend of a friend showed them a video of me irritating people. And I was like, well, that's kind of what I do. Because a lot of people don't know this. Before you were a live cast, you guys were actually a website. And people
yes.
could go there and get information.
Yeah.
Really? I went there the other day, and it just basically gave me a link to Dave Mustaine's Wikipedia, so I wasn't sure what to offer.
Just give you a link to Lamb Goat.
Yes. Yeah.
Redirect.
Oh, great.
Man.
Great fun. But it's true. Oh, did you cue it up? Is that it?
I did. I queued it up.
That's like the beginning of the whole video. He has to scan to your part.
I love it.
Here's the – it's our Antichrist Miss special.
But, I get it.
Now we're going to play the whole
thing. There
it is.
You passed it. You passed
here
it.
We go. Here we go. So it's the end of the video. Look at you. You look great.
Oh.
Look at these lines you're nailing.
Told you, Emmy. Told you. How many takes did this actually take me?
That was a few takes. I remember.
Yeah, I guess
there was a bit of a cut. I don't know if you noticed.
I thought that was all improvised.
That's incredible. No, you have to pay me extra for improvisation.
like this show.
Yes, exactly, like this.
We're paying you so much for this.
That's why you just ripped off Black Flag on the new album, because if you had improvised, it would have cost the rest of the band more.
It would have cost everybody money to be on that bad boy.
Look at that expressive face on Rob right there.
Well, here's my favorite line.
That's incredible.
Oh, my old bed sheets.
If they could talk.
They would say exactly what's happening on the screen.
They'd say, get off me, Rob. Somebody fuck on me, please, finally.
Put me in the wash.
Clean all the McDonald's wrappers from under me.
I didn't expect to get a broad over here with all these McDonald's wrappers.
Freaking great. Why didn't we ever have a spinoff of that? You and I just walking around acting poorly.
Oh, that was nothing like what I just saw.
Well,
By the way, Twisted Sister rules. I don't know. You must have wrote those lines.
Well, their Christmas album, though. Have you heard that?
Oh, no, I don't. No, come on.
But yeah.
Why
so
would they
was...
do that?
Money.
Well, that just makes sense.
Or maybe they love Christmas.
Yeah, well, like with Halford, he has now two Christmas albums, and he says he just genuinely loves Christmas, and he's a singer, and he loves singing those tunes.
He's a singer, and he loves singing those tunes.
They're singing tunes.
I wish he actually said that. I'm a singer, and I love singing those tunes. So, this makes sense.
He said something to that effect in his book.
Oh, God. I love him. That's all I got. Oh, last week you guys were talking about what the hell is it when you can give someone money to wish you a happy birthday?
Cameo.
Oh, Cameo. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. One time I did. I've only kind of gone down that rabbit hole once. But
have
you Mark McGrath's cameos are incredible.
I don't think
from Sugar Ray.
That rabbit hole.
Yeah. Well, I think we did. He went viral once because he like broke up with somebody over Cameo. Like somebody paid him to break up with somebody else over Cameo.
Oh, you mean he didn't pay himself to break up with his girlfriend over Cameo?
Did we not play this on the show?
I can't remember.
Okay, well let me quickly load that up.
Load it up, and his sign off it just crushes. It's the best. Yeah.
By the way, he is a DJ. He's a DJ on Sirius XM 90s on 9. And, oh, man, it's brutal. His
Did we get paid for that, Reed? Oh, no, you're saying it's brutal.
His brain, like, being a former Sirius XM DJ myself, I've discussed how you constantly get these bulletins of, like, do not say these hacky lines. Like, here are phrases you want to avoid saying, like top of the hour or right back at you or whatever, you know, like all these cliche lines. He says all of those things in every break.
Keep it locked here on Sirius.
Yes.
They don't send that kind of email to like the celebrity talent.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
He's Sugar Ray.
And Eggers like you.
Yeah.
True.
I thought you were going to say being a former Sugar Ray fan, but apparently that means, are you a current Sugar Ray fan? Where do you land, Rob?
I wouldn't consider myself a fan, no.
Okay. Casual listener. I got you. Keep going. We're good.
Yeah. I would go with casual listener. Yeah. No, that's acceptable. I wouldn't turn it off, but I'm not seeking it out.
Oh, I got you. Friggin' love this.
My wife.
Is my face lit?
What a mensch.
Oh.
He made money on this.
Yeah.
Because bleach tips ain't free, I'll tell you that.
What's the turnaround time on these videos?
Like 7 days, I believe.
So there was a full week where she sent this out and knew that her boyfriend was going to get this, but she was still pretending to like just be in a normal relationship with him, waiting for this video to arrive.
And he's working on his thesis. Oh,
yeah, fucked up.
God,
stressful
damn.
Time. And this clown pops up with his weird plastic face and bleach tips, and he's telling you, I'm surprised he didn't offer to, you know, sorry, now I'm dating her, or try to get her involved. I don't know. This guy is out of hand. I love him. He's
the
great.
Most fucked up thing is Braden is a fan of Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer. So this is like a complete non sequitur breakup to him. Made it even
he
worse.
Doesn't understand.
Who is this, this white Botox face video that you sent me? What is this?
Tommy Morrison breaking up with me? That's the wrong boxer too. What is this?
Looks like the puppet from Saw. He looks like a human being, even.
You know, oh, he's a pretty reasonable $90 for a cameo. Like, we could get a Mark McGrath cameo if we wanted.
How come you guys aren't doing a cameo? Charge $100, you each get $25, and you break up with people, you wish them happy birthdays.
I'd do that for free.
Yeah.
I love this.
But if they want to pay it.
Are you on cameo, Greg?
Am I on? I could barely get this phone to work to tune into you guys. I mean, I do them at my house, just in a room alone. I wish people happy birthdays, and I break up with people, but I'm not getting paid for it.
Your wife walks into the room like, who are you talking to? What's going on?
Yeah, my roommate. Yeah, she walks in.
Just record a cameo for every possible. And then just be like, Kevin, I'm sorry, your parakeet died. I just hope that it becomes valid someday.
Jimmy, great job on ordering that sub. Your friend Susan wanted to let you know. That's a great hoagie, bro. Just shit like that. I do it all day long. It's great.
And then the day comes and you go into the Jimmy and Susan folder. And it's there. And you got it.
He makes $90 on that?
Yeah.
I bet I can make $5. $5 a pop, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm looking out. John Donahue is from Shadows Fall and Anthrax. $10. So very reasonable.
Oh, very reasonable.
But then Redman, $120.
It's a lot of money.
Nick Lachey, $250.
Get out of here.
Oh, come on, boo.
Then,
if they make it too cheap, it'll just be a lot of work.
Wait, Rob, were you saying Nick Lachey was too much or too not charging enough?
Nick Lachey is too much.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I don't know. Maybe you got high esteem for Nick Lachey. I don't know.
Greg, let me pitch you this idea. You said before you don't have much issue stealing Black Flag's music. Why don't you just go on there and say you're Henry Rollins? You charge $500 for a Henry Rollins cameo.
That's a great idea. I'll just have inspiring messages and just yell at the person.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
I think it worked.
I can make it work. I can make it last for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Hey,
different eras of Henry. I could do like Black Flag Henry, Rollins Band Henry, like old Henry.
Spoken word Henry.
You should be
spoken word.
1992 Henry, where you say inspiring messages, but yell at them in a tone that makes them feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yes, and only wear black sports shorts.
Yep.
And Birkenstocks.
Wouldn't mind at all. He'd probably pay you to do one of himself.
Yeah, you should work something. Work a partnership out here. He doesn't feel like doing his cameo.
It's like Gallagher had like other Gallaghers touring. You could be like one of Henry Rollins's Gallagher.
That's right.
Wait,
I could be Henry Rollins too.
You could be Henry Gallagher and just yell at people while you split watermelons open on cameo.
I'll yell at them to put on a raincoat first.
So, but what I was getting at before is that, like, other than COVID, like what's going on in the life of Greg Weeks? How do you keep yourself busy now that you're not an active touring musician?
Besides the cameo, it's funny. Did we start this discussion about a half hour ago? I can't even speak. I'm so excited. yeah, COVID's here, guys. It's out of control. People think it's real. People don't think it's real. Everyone's having a blast. Numbers are going up. Let's do this. Let's have Thanksgiving. Let's have Christmas. Let's gather close together. I love this. This is great.
Communal eggnog trough.
Yeah. Dude, dip and sip, bro. Dip and sip. One cup, baby. What the hell have I been doing? Just working on making records. For every real band I have, I think I have about 20 joke bands. And the problem is that sometimes I take those more seriously than I do the real bands. And so no one will ever hear them but probably me and Mike. And, that's where I spend most of my time. But every now and again, we get together. We can actually create a real band. So let's say in any given day, about 20 hours goes towards joke bands, an hour towards real bands, and then 3 hours towards just taking walks around my neighborhood. You know, man?
Gotta
I need me time.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Well, hold on. What are some of your joke bands? What are some of the band names here?
A couple I don't want to say. But we do have, I can't say like a lot of them just because you know, because they're basically every joke band I'm in is the name and address of somebody that we know, and I don't want to reveal any of their information, like phone numbers, social security numbers. It's, you know how Rivers from Weezer has an Excel spreadsheet on how he writes songs so they don't mean anything to him? We kind of came up with an idea where if we make a spreadsheet of all of our friends' passcodes for, you know, banking accounts, firstborn names, pictures of their children and everything, it'll be easier for us to remember what songs go to what joke band. But so I can't reveal any of that information.
I can respect that.
Yeah, like you guys get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're not dickheads. You guys like get what we're talking about here.
I have a spreadsheet with pictures of all of Rob's kids, so I know what that's like.
Oh, so you have a picture of that sheet that he was talking about before?
Nice burn.
He actually does.
Probably.
They used to live together.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. What was that like? And it's
lots of taking walks around my neighborhood.
Nice. I like that.
To keep it safe.
Lots of battling on who would go to the 7-Eleven to get munchies late at night.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Quite often, Rob's mom or dad would come over to clean the apartment up.
Quite often. It happened like twice.
That's two times more than it should have if we were self-respecting adults.
On that note, I remember we shot something. We shot a video, like a movie, short film. This Christmas special.
Yeah.
No. We shot another thing about Santa Claus being a drunken drug abuser.
Oh, yes.
And we had to use the bathtub, and the bathtub was, like, corroded with rust and everything. I just remember Sid's face, like, looking at Rob, like, how the fuck did you, like, let them in knowing you were going to do a movie and not fix the fucking bathtub? Like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, yeah, we never cleaned the bathroom. Yeah, we were disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's disgusting at some point in their life, am I right?
Yeah, it was the first time, it was our first apartment not in our parents' house. And we didn't, like, go away to college or anything. So, you know, we had some growing up to do.
When we moved out, didn't we leave, like, a mountain of garbage behind the couch in the living room? We were just like, the landlord will take care of it whenever they discover this.
Well, to be fair, they left us that couch.
I thought you were going to say they left the garbage.
It's the same garbage.
I remember there was, like, a stack of porno mags that I left. I was like, I'm moving in with my girlfriend. I can't take these with me. So just onto the couch.
What a prude that girlfriend is. Am I right, guys? And rumor has it that Rob's parents are actually the ones that came over and cleaned up that trash when you guys left.
They were just part of a service. They weren't coming over to help him out.
They're doing the whole building.
Rob's not laughing now. Just for the audio
Rob's
listeners.
Rob's going to get an angry call from his mom.
I'm smiling. As Danny janitorial services.
you and I stopped living together, Rob, has either of your parents cleaned any of your other apartments?
No, they've offered, but
I was going to say they only just liked Sid. They did it for him.
They did it for me.
As soon as they didn't live together, fuck you.
But also part of the reason why I don't invite my mother to my apartment, because she will just compulsively start cleaning things. And it's like, sit down, like, stop. It's fine.
Be a guest.
It's clean.
So didn't you bring a lady to the house, like, while Rob was there? Is that am I remembering that story? You told us on the show some, and I can't remember the details, but, like, Rob was there.
He brought one lady.
Well, not that it only happened once, but I'm saying there was a story about that. Something I can't. Am I just remembering wrong?
I don't remember what the specific story you mean, but
that wasn't about
ladies.
Like, Rob was annoyed by the noise.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. The walls were very thin. Our bedrooms, we shared a wall.
And his bed was right up against
too.
And this particular lady was very vocal and performative.
She was a lady until she got into Sid's bedroom.
Yes.
Well, you know what? What I liked about this lady is that she worked at a underground abortion clinic, so she would have some really crazy.
Not underground, like illegal.
I was going to say,
it's underground, like on the basement floor is what you're saying.
Well, I do believe she'd have to, it was like a half floor down, but yeah. Wasn't there like, weren't they doing some stuff like they would do some abortions that weren't legal or something?
Well, like, I do not remember.
Fifth trimester.
I remember there was something. No, yeah, it was like after the baby was born.
They yeah. Would have the they abortion. Were just killing babies. Let's dress it up.
Is that bring your 2 year old in.
One time she went into a room after a woman had an abortion and the woman was in there having sex with her boyfriend.
Yes.
She,
yes.
That was
yes. And she was. Yes.
I don't know if that's illegal. I mean, she probably frowned upon.
She prefaced it by saying that, like, you are. Most likely to like most fertile as a woman after giving birth or having an abortion, so it's like she's most at risk for being pregnant again.
I heard Rob walk by with his in his drawers and she tried to perform an abortion on Rob at age 27.
Hey, come on babe.
And that's why Rob's so fertile today.
Word on the street is she has a more respectable job now. She gives babies COVID, so that's good.
Whoa.
Oh
who are we? Are
babies
we talking
can't about? Get COVID. Science. Come on.
That's true. That was just a joke. You're right. You called me out. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Weeks.
I'm here for you guys. I'm here for you.
Well, we're talking about all these bands. I want to quickly mention next month, Tribulation will release their new album, Where the Gloom Becomes Sound, via Metal Blade Records. It's the band's fifth full-length, and it indisputably elevates the Swedes to the highest echelons as their most expressive and inventive album to date. You can purchase your copy now at metalblade.com/tribulation. I'm a big fan of Tribulation. I hope you are as well. Craig, do you
is that at the top of your head? That was unbelievable.
Yes, totally.
That was incredible.
Well, now, you know, your band Sexless Marriage, you put out an album, but I noticed you guys didn't put out a music video yet.
We actually did. Apparently, we didn't promote it that way.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
It's the research and attention to detail that you guys have on the show, and that's the reason why I keep coming back.
Rob's parents usually do that too, but they've been busy.
Son of a bitch. You can't even, like, a YouTube Sexless Marriage. Like, you know,
it's
you
so
would
funny.
It's the results you
yeah.
would expect.
It's so funny. It's like if you Google it, it's just people talking about how to get through a sexless marriage and how to reconnect. Which is what the record's about. I mean, if you listen to that music, you just want to reconnect with whoever, you know, you're not feeling connected with.
Yeah, I don't see any music video.
Well, the funny thing is if you Google Sexless Marriage Band, it's like a bunch of cock rings that lonely guys order.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, here we go.
There we go.
God, that's funny stuff. Oh, there it is.
Cool.
Whoa.
Got a good beat. You could dance to it.
Very innovative, this part.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, guys. A lot of stuff going on.
A good music video.
First off, this is like I feel like I'm in a focus group behind two-way glass, two-way mirror.
All right, now the song is called Harp Polisher. Now please convince me how that's not a racial slur.
Well, I don't think there's any convincing needed.
Oh, I thought it was Polisher.
Oh, well, that even makes it even more.
Harp Polisher.
Noah, you're looking a little Polisher this week.
Yeah.
No.
Eat some kielbasa.
That's incredible. Oh, man.
I
that
do like
tough.
That the related videos are Evergrey and then Mel Gibson.
And a cute
well, there's
the
Salvador
Dali on What's My Line. Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, that video was done by Chariot of the Black Moth. He did 2 Umbra Vitae videos, and he's great. His stuff is wild.
Wow, what do his parents call him?
I think his parents just call him Chariot.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because I witnessed one of the great music videos of our time, and I wanted to show it to you for inspiration. It's from former Wasp guitarist Chris Holmes. And now, see, I made a mistake because I wrote that the title of the song is "The Devil Made Me Do It," but if you look at the YouTube, it's the they changed it. Damn it! It was "The Devil Make Me Do It" before.
I've seen this video and his other videos a lot because usually Gunface and I get together every other Wednesday, and by the time I get to his house, he's got just a back catalog of ridiculous shit to show me. And we've watched, I love this video so much. I would not mind watching it again in this focus group. It's going to be unbelievable.
So we've talked about Chris Holmes before. Here is his newest anthem.
Yeah, finger.
Yeah, lots of rebellion here.
This is what rock and roll is all about, though. Thumbs up. Peace signs, middle fingers.
Just those two fingers, though.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't tell them what to do.
Hell no.
He wouldn't listen anyway. He's got one finger up for every tooth he has.
Just speaking sign language.
Wait, he loves to drink and drive? Hold on.
I love
oh, my
drinking.
God.
That's what he's singing, by the way.
I perform underground abortion.
I give my babies COVID.
Hanging out all night.
I don't clean up the trash when I move out of an apartment.
Oh, look,
I make Rob's parents do that.
I don't know. I kind of like this.
I was going to say,
it does. That's the funniest part. Like, the guy's a good songwriter, just terrible lyricist.
Yes. He needs to farm out the lyrics.
This hook is so good. It's coming.
I know. It is.
I laughed so hard when I first saw this, and then for 3 days I'm just walking around. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. It's the dumbest fucking song.
It's cruising music. I love it.
Yeah, it's music for driving drunk.
Yes, exactly. And hanging out all night.
How many things do you think they made him take out of this song and just after, fuck, fine, leave the drunk driving in.
I can't imagine what they took out of this is what they left in.
I like to drive when I'm freebasing.
No, wait, you got to, can we change it to driving, to drunk driving? Okay, fine, all right. You compromise.
Wait, let's do the second verse here.
Again, still driving.
See, he's showing you in case you don't know. Like, who else? When you drive, don't you just go like...
Yeah, it's so good to look away while you're...
It's not enough to drive normally and then take a sip. Like, you have to demonstratively hold the beer over your mouth and pour it in.
Well, isn't that what he does in Decline of Western Civilization? We know that's how he drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
This song is very thematically consistent. I'll give him that. You know, from verse to verse. He stuck with he picked something he liked and he stuck with it through the whole song.
Devil made him drink and drive. I love it.
He didn't need much convincing from the devil.
No,
though.
I don't think so.
I mean, he looks like a guy that would be so to hang out with for a day.
So he's not only drinking, he's been throwing his beers out the window while
let's see, what other...
Drunk driving's fine, but I kind of stop the buck at throwing rubbish out the window. But
littering is too far.
Yeah, that's it. I can't. He can drive drunk. He could drive into a pile of school children. I don't care, but just don't litter, okay?
You're friends with scissors.
Yeah, that beer can is not biodegradable.
That's right.
Can you go back? What was he wearing? He had like some funny hat on. Yeah, what was this?
I love it.
I like to culturally appropriate Russian culture. I don't care. I do what I want.
Again.
Dude, he's still drinking that beer.
Probably not the same beer.
That's an extra.
Joe was right, though. No, you're right. I would hang out with this dude for a day. It would be incredible to watch.
It would be a good day.
He always has ice cream. He loves ice cream. It's great.
Oh, I love ice cream.
And also, the good thing, he's definitely already had Corona. Like,
oh, God.
The first day, the first day it came out of the lab, he had it. So you're not getting anything.
And he survived.
Oh, that's great. Nothing's killing this guy.
Nothing.
Was that Advil guy in there for a second?
No, I don't think that.
Looked like him.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
I love it.
And I love that he has all this old footage from, like, when he actually looked, you know, like, healthy. imagine purposely showing the juxtaposition of what you look like now compared to fucking 30 years ago.
Well, it's a PSA. Like, all this shit he's singing about, this is what you look like after you're done.
Wow. He doesn't give a fuck. That's what's so cool about him.
Well, I do agree. He does not give a fuck.
I mean, he's like admitting a crime on air. Like, on air.
Well, it gets even better. I want to give a shout out to Axel Rosenberg from Metal Sucks, who pointed out that 10 years ago in the U.S., he was stripped of his license for too many DUIs.
Cool. Oh.
So he lives this, baby.
He's singing his truth. I mean, come on.
Yes. You got to respect a guy like that.
Now, this is a solo. Pretty good. Are you now reassessing your whole musical output?
Me? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna take the next 20 years and just get into some hard alcohol and drugs just so I can come back and rip one of these bad boys and you guys can, you know, make fun of it. I think it's going to be great.
You mean appreciate it.
I mean, appreciate it in your own way.
Yeah, in our own way.
And then I'm going to do a cameo.
Didn't we judge? The judge stood up and said, so he's now in court.
This is fucking killer.
Wait, what is it? Oh, he was tired of seeing
me.
I like to annoy jurists.
This is my favorite shot of the video. Him and his buddy with a little bit of French ice cream.
That was the judge, by the way.
Yeah. He was tired of seeing him because they kept threatening him outside the court.
He tried to lock him up.
Yeah. Do they still use
he flipped him off.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm the reason Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead.
You sick of seeing my face.
I had 8 DUI cases elevated to the Supreme Court. You sick of seeing me.
I stood up and I said, I dissent.
I love this.
No. Yeah, that's the first thing I think he exaggerated about. Wow, Playboy Buddy Rich was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't not sing along to this. This is incredible. It's so good.
It's so good. It's so good. And I mean, he's had so many great ones. Like, we've talked about them all the time. Did you see he's also putting out a documentary? Have we talked about this? Mean Men.
I don't think so.
So originally, I remember a year ago, he was trying to sell a reality show about him moving to France and living with his manager, his wife, Wifinger, who's French. But clearly nobody cared and he couldn't sell it to anybody. So they now repackaged it.
Rob, did he offer it to Metal Injection?
Yeah. Yeah. They wanted too much money. They repackaged it as Mean Man, the story of Chris Holmes.
Cleopatra. They also did Veronica, right?
Yes. Look at this is the first shot of your trailer, which, by the way, I want to point out. Middle finger, man. He's all about flipping off authority, buddy.
That jacket rules.
And holding his puppy like it's a fucking duffel bag. What the hell is going on there?
He looks like a deadbeat dad bringing his kid a toy after like 7 years of not being around.
Oh my god!
Dad, I'm 17. Here's a toy.
It's alive.
He's holding it like a stuffed dog.
Definitely drunk right there, right? Like 100% drunk right there. I've never
made
him
do it.
I want to point out this is the same B-roll as in the video.
Yeah. They're really just repurposing all their footage. He's like that guy that just watches his high school football footage over and over and his whatever. Why is he the most metal?
I mean, we just saw the other video, Darren. Wasn't that an explanation?
Yeah, but I don't know what the other guys are doing. It could be even more drinky, drivey than he is.
They just don't write songs about it.
Poo shirt?
The devil made me poo it.
I love that he said his publishing was, quote, taken from him. Like, he didn't sign a contract signing away all his publishing.
He knew he signed it. Come on. Give him a break.
No, I'm distracted by your dog phasing in and out of existence on this.
I'm sorry.
He drinks and signs.
Noah, hold that dog the way Chris Holmes held his dog. Do it.
I don't think she can. It's
like 100 pounds.
Look, it's the same. The hat footage.
It is.
That's some good footage, though.
Serge Tankian.
I was very upset down in my screen.
Come on, what about you?
I wasn't that in the lower left, your article, I thought?
No.
Owner of a lonely heart.
Much better than a...
Owner of a broken heart.
Love it.
Bless his heart.
Owner of a drunken car.
Are we going to do a watch-along episode on this documentary? In the offing?
We have to.
Yeah, we have to find it if it's still being distributed.
I love hearing your dog in the background. By the way.
Oh, you can hear him? Whoops. Let me lower that mic.
And we're talking about Christmas music. And I wanted to play this track. Now, have you ever performed on any Christmas albums, Greg?
Oddly enough, no, I've actually never. I mean, all my friends have, all my acquaintances have. I've never been able to land that big fish, you know, that Christmas record where I could get some publishing, unlike Chris, and, you know, right off into the sunset.
No,
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, you should take heed from former Iced Earth collaborators.
Oh boy.
I'm talking about Matt Barlow and John Schaefer, who very much is a patriot, by the way, I want to include.
He's a patron on Patreon?
He is not a Patreon. He's a patriot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So they're kickstarting Winter Nights. A new Christmas album, and I want to play some. This is for Noah here. Noah's a fan
this
of
my
this.
Early Christmas gift.
I already hate it.
Make it a little louder, please.
Next. This is metal?
I think I know this song.
Well, I just thought, like, what is it? Like, why is he like cry? Like, wow. Yeah. Do we really need a lyric video for this song that's been out for 1800 years?
Fast forward a little when, like, the guitars kick in.
Very bold of you to assume there's guitars in there.
Come on, this sounds awesome.
Is this when it kicks in? Oh. Oh, no. Hallelujah.
Oof.
It's the Latin way, Rob.
Good.
Where's the breakdown? I'd like to hear,
okay.
I want to hear Deicide cover this.
Great abs. Great abs.
Oh, boy.
Is that an alien?
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
All right, let's hear Weezer. Oh, really?
One. Right.
Wait, so what are they kickstarting if there's already full songs?
Well, I guess there's two of the six, I guess.
They need a guy to do a video for it. They can't just have a lyric video.
They should just use Chris Holmes footage. Silent Night.
During Corona, every song should have Chris Holmes footage.
Yes.
Yeah, again with the slow. Schaefer Bar Slow Project.
I blame David Raymond.
Yeah, that's exactly. Why? This is the pattern of Sound of Silence. It's
yeah.
Slow, and then. We are the Sound of Silence.
I feel like every time someone does a cover, the complaint that I hear from, I guess, maybe more Darren and Rob is that they didn't make it their own. So these guys are covering it, but it sounds like what they usually sound like.
Yeah, but I don't like what they sound like.
That's a different story.
Damned if you do, criticism. Damned if you don't.
I mean, listen, I give them credit for. But why are you covering a song that's been covered 9 trillion times, too?
Yeah, write a new Christmas song.
Exactly. Now, yeah, if it sounded like every other Silent Night, I would deduct even more points from it, I feel like. So that's a valid point, but, you know, I don't need another Christmas. Oh, fucking, there's enough Christmas songs.
I feel like I could have used a little bit more silence. Just
well,
my take.
One out of five ain't bad.
Not silent enough nights.
I didn't realize you were a big Christmas music fan, Noah.
Well, I don't know if I'm a big Christmas music as much as I'm a fan of Matt Barlow and John Schaefer, and a fan of Christmas, like, as its own thing.
Right.
So what's your favorite Christmas record?
Tester.
The one that Mariah Carey did.
Okay. I'm assuming it's like Mariah Carey's Christmas.
Yes.
I'm sure she named it after herself.
Yeah.
Typical Mariah.
Yeah, you know Mariah, you guys. She's wild, but we love her. She's wild.
Named it Chris Holmes Christmas. My favorite Christmas album is A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector.
Phil, it's the greatest one ever. It's the greatest
absolutely.
One ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the drums way I got, alone.
The way I got into it is from that SNL sketch, Christmas Time for the Jews, because I love it so much. And then I saw that they were like, oh, this is the style that they're parodying. Like, because I was like, not only is this hilarious, like, I'm genuinely into the music here. Like, yeah. I want more music like this. So then I found that Christmas album, and it is so happy and joyful. You really have to be the most miserable fuck to not find some semblance of joy in listening to that album.
Yeah, like Phil Spector.
Like Phil Spector. I was going to say, was this recorded before or after he murdered a woman?
Well, before the one we knew about.
Yeah. He was only pulling guns on people at this point. He wasn't pulling the trigger yet.
It's like Chris Holmes had to work up to it. Yeah. But also, Darlene Love, in general, is a fantastic vocalist.
Yep. Killer.
And like, and I've started following her as well, and she's really, really good. And she always would go on Letterman and do Christmas songs as well, and just her voice still holds up.
And I think the Wrecking Crew was on that record, right? All the musicians.
Who's the Wrecking Crew?
Oh, those are the people that came in and destroyed Sid and Rob's apartment after they it was irreparable with all the trash that was in there.
It was leveled.
The health hazard.
I heard Corona came from Robinson's old apartment.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
It's just in our couch.
They had a bat in there. Someone bought it for food.
He definitely ordered some questionable takeout at times, for sure.
Not the best.
I also love that you guys review food that is only in your area, which I think helps all your listeners. Like when you mention, you know, we're on this time in London, this time in Sydney. Let's talk about some food that you can get down the street from me.
Those people
must be very excited.
Well, you laugh, but we have had fans reach out to us that have said we are visiting New York and we are going to be sure to visit all of these places that we talk about. So eat your words, Gregory.
Well, maybe I'll visit you. We can eat some food.
Yeah.
Yeah, in like 2 years or whatever. When this whole thing
yeah, that's right.
When I'm allowed to drive 4.5 hours to see you guys.
While you're drinking beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole way, yelling at judges.
Yeah, when the cop pulls you over, just say, the devil, baby, do it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we've really had, like, a lot of people say this to us lately. It's not an excuse. We have to arrest you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Rob, you sing on every episode, and I love that. When are you going to come out with a single?
I'm too self-conscious to sing in a non-comedic way. Well, you put
out a comedy record.
Maybe would you be in my band, Greg?
I'm in every band ever. Of course I'd be in your band. I'd probably get Mike to join too.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, might as well get Mike as well.
And then just have Mike replace Rob so that you don't have to have Rob in your band.
Well, Mike's a good vocalist. Yeah, Mike can actually do stuff.
We form the band together, and in about an hour into it, we'll be like, Rob, I don't think it's working out. And then we'll take all the ideas and name, and we'll just keep going with it.
The devil made me fire Rob.
Oh, oh yeah.
It's going to be good. So good.
I'm not laughing at how, like, funny this idea is. I'm just laughing at how hurt Rob would be at the end.
So I'm driving my car, and I'm smoking my bong.
I love that you say, not only you say that the idea that we're coming up with is not funny, but you only think it's funny because it's going to hurt one of your friends.
Yeah. That shit you were saying as a joke, really stupid.
Like that's not funny, but at least he'd be sad. Oh, okay.
That's our Noah.
She's the best. The best.
She really hates on her friends.
Oh, yeah.
She's a misanthropist.
Oh, yeah.
The devil made her do it.
Oh, boy. I was speaking of vocalists, and to bring it back to me, we have a special guest appearance on the Sexless Marriage record, and it's kind of almost a little bit of a reunion.
Yes, I saw that on Instagram. I was going to bring it up when I followed Sexless Marriage.
Guy Kozuwick
album. Guy K. You kidding me? Unbelievable. What a guy.
How'd you get that guy?
It took a lot. We had to get in touch with his manager and his publicist, but he finally got back and he made some time for us. And the truth is he wasn't doing anything. So we drove down from New Hampshire and hung out at the studio and we made him sing.
Pretty much all times.
It's exactly it. I think I texted him a week before and like, hey, what are you doing next week? He's like, well, I got these days off. I was like, do you want to come down and sing on this record? Yeah, cool. That'd be cool. And then it was.
Can't believe he did that for you.
I know. We haven't spoke in about 10 years. And just out of the blue, I text him. Oh,
now,
boy, that's not true.
I think I saw somebody else on your Instagram page. Was it Candace from World?
Oh, yeah, Candace. Candace was there, yeah. Candace actually lives. This is funny, probably only to me. I love when people go, this is funny, and then they tell you a story that's horrible and just definitely not funny. She actually lives about 2 minutes away from me in my town here. And every other Wednesday, see, this is what I do when COVID's around. We watch Twin Peaks, and then on the following Wednesdays, I go hang out with Mike and watch old Wasp videos.
Nice.
So those are my Wednesdays. I don't know what you guys are doing on Wednesdays, but feel free to join.
We're recovering from all this humor on the live cast on Tuesdays.
I could see that. I could see that.
Usually apologizing to these guys on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we're apologizing to artists. Like, we're going to have to send this whole thing to Chris Holmes tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I think in general, we're pro Chris Holmes. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to play some of his other stuff too. You know, like, we're so into it. Let's like really dive into Chris Holmes.
Oh, I think
he
we should.
He should, right?
Good.
He should.
He would probably.
Happy birthday, Larry.
I would pay for that, even if he called me Larry.
He only says Larry.
So here's one from 2015, Born, Work, Die.
I love this one.
Which is,
is this video shot at an auto parts store? What's happening?
Oh, it is. Watch. It's great.
Oh, my God, it is.
This is a continuation of the other song.
I got a bay.
He's like using the same cadence as like the "Don't worry, be happy." It's like the same kind of delivery.
I was about to say this is like a Ray Stevens song, you know, one of those country like comedy songs.
Yeah.
My wife don't left me.
Oh yeah.
He's like, he's very earnest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, though, I love, like, the level of charisma here. Like, the enthusiasm on a scale of 1 to 10 is at, like, a 2 right now. like, this was the best take. Like, he's...
You don't want to see him at a 10.
Yeah, he only gets at a 10 when he's singing about drunk driving.
Yeah. There's no pantomiming of the drinking here.
Yeah.
It's weird. What?
Fuck, work, die? Is that what he said?
Born, work, die.
Oh. I like it better in my way.
Yeah.
He looks like homeless Dave Mustaine.
Whose idea do you think it was for all of them to just have no, just a leather vest with nothing underneath? Whose idea was
so good.
Are we seeing his bassist? He's stealing the show for me right now.
That bassist looks like Paul Bellini playing a metal character.
He looks like Joey DeMeo from Manowar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joey Extra Mayo.
That's good.
Oh.
I want to see him at the beach.
I think we did in some of that stock footage from before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. He's a beach bum.
I like to drink and weld. But this video, I want to say, this one, Let It Roar, is the all-time. Like, this is what got... Like, I did a minute, like a second-by-second breakdown of how great this video was. Let it roar. Let it roar.
Is this all Gilligan's Island?
It's all in France. It's all footage of his life, you know?
3 hour tour.
I like a 3 hour tour.
Oh, yeah.
I got us stranded on an island.
Oh, yeah.
You could barely walk, too.
You could barely talk. But he could definitely shock. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
He's just in his office having an espresso.
I
freaking love
his Victorian
it.
Chairs.
And the breadstick. I love the breadstick.
He's got like a Nazi Iron Cross that he has on his jacket there.
I love that he's lip syncing with breadsticks in his mouth. It's not a, it's
a dog.
The Iron Cross
is like
advertising
an Airbnb. What is this?
Hey, ice Chris, cream again.
What the
Chris, can you put the breadsticks down while we do this? No, fuck you. All right, just shoot it.
Yeah, fuck off.
Love that he's not plugged in.
No way.
Another middle finger.
I like that they rented that. It's either a coffee house or a club that fits like 20 people.
Just playing. I love he's playing outside a banana stand.
Yeah.
Or an ice cream stand.
No,
right?
An ice cream.
I love it.
The stand from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Oh, two-bit
yeah,
whore.
Yeah, two-bit whore. That's
the lyrics he's known for right there.
But again, like, the songwriting here, you can't fuck with it.
Oh, dude, it's awesome.
He needs a lyric. He needs, like, you know, Bernie Taupin. He needs to collaborate with somebody.
Bernie Taupin.
He's not doing anything now.
No way.
And then the solo. He's got to have the solos. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't like that the message on the back of his guitar is incorrect. It says, I'm a animal. I'm an animal. Come on, man. Come on, Chris.
I always use the wrong yawr.
Oh, yeah.
See? I'm an animal.
I love it. It's like that R.L. Burnside record, Ass Pocket Full of Whiskey.
It just reminds me of Melania Trump, Be Best. That's what I always think of.
That was Chris Holmes' slogan first, by the way.
I got to say, there are no rock bands anymore, and there's definitely not anyone just admitting to drinking and driving and not giving a shit. This guy freaking rules.
What happened to danger in rock?
Yeah. I know, man. What happened to drunk driving, having Nazi memorabilia, giving people the finger, welding?
Bands used to write songs about dating 17-year-olds and stuff. I'm sure Chris Holmes has one of those, right?
Oh, he's got to have one just ready to go.
He wouldn't seem to be the type to shy away from horrible shit like that.
No. He's going to let you know what's up.
He don't give a fuck what you say.
I missed my cue there. I was doing a different part of the song. My fault.
I didn't know she was underage. Bang, 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 bang.
Not that it matters.
Yeah. Kidding, I did.
Don't take this as me apologizing for horrible behavior.
I'm just documenting it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I asked if she had a younger sister.
Oh. All right, let's stop. Let's stop before we get too far. Someone can pull
they both ignored me.
They kept walking past my car.
Oh, yeah. So I'm offering them ice cream.
No. That's why he's got ice cream all the time.
I got to lure them to my van.
Somehow.
This is fun, guys.
This
it just feels
fun.
Good to laugh, you know, 2020. It feels good to laugh.
You're welcome.
About underage girls, guys. It just feels good to laugh. It's appropriate stuff. I love it.
To laugh, too. It's fine.
Darren, I think you mentioned Serge Tankian earlier. That reminded me that you were on an Ozfest once with System of a Down headlining, I believe. And I remember even at the time you guys joking about what a mistake it was for you guys to be on there. And I want to explain why. It's because these bands on the second stage, you have to pay a promotional fee to be on the tour. Like, you pay for them to promote you being on Ozfest, and it's like it was like 40 grand or whatever, and that money comes out of your pocket. Like, literally your band would have to earn that 40 grand or whatever it is back for the label before you would see any royalties. I'm assuming you've never seen any Red Chord royalties.
I'll tell you this, we do get once a quarter the royalty statement, and there's a big minus in front of what we've made, and honestly, I don't think they're ever gonna pay Sharon Orsborn the money that she is owed. Yeah, I remember getting the call, and believe me, as a kid, I loved going to Ozfests and festivals, and it was cool because you were there for the day, and when you're on Ozfest, you're at an Ozfest for 2 months, so it's a little bit different. But I remember a guy was so psyched when he got the news, he called us all up, he called me up, and he's like, what does it feel like to be a band on Ozfest? And I was just like, I think this is a bad idea. And he was like really bummed out because he was giving us, you know, great news. But you know, needless to say, we were on that tour with a lot of really good friends, and it was a ton of fun to hang out on, and you know, we are ourselves, so, you know, we'd get in trouble every now and again. Some bands don't joke or can't joke, and we do constantly. So we had some run-ins with people, but other than that, it was smooth sailing. I think, and a lot of those, it's funny, because what we all started worrying, some of the people in the band that were excited about going on the tour, a couple of us were getting them very worried because I was picking, like, planning outfits to wear on stage. I came up with the idea of we should all go out as the David Draymonds, and where we all get like snake bite piercings, and we just, for our whatever 20-minute set or whatever, we just walk around the stage, no instruments, and just go, I'm David Draymond, I'm David Draymond, and see how long it would take to get kicked off. But we did none of that.
So Disturbed was also on this. I forgot about that. They were the co-headliners.
Yes, they were. They were. They were the co-headliners. And it was, I'm not going to lie, it was fun watching them, because they, the way he speaks to an audience is unbelievable. It's, I mean, he says the same thing every single night.
Do you remember any of it?
The city. My favorite was, let me see your motherfucking fists in the air. And then everyone would go ape shit. Like, to me, going into the tour with Disturbed specifically, I was just like, I don't want to fucking tour with those guys. That band, whatever, they suck, right? And then I have to say, because I'm a huge asshole, their bass player was sponsored by the same company that I was, and the person, like the public relations person, would call me and be like, oh, you get to hang out with John. I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Who cares? That dude's in Disturbed. And so I got on this, I think I got married. No, I definitely got married. And the guy, I was on my honeymoon when the guys had to drive to California to start Ozfest. So I flew and met up with them later on. Was that that tour? I don't know, either way. But we were eating at catering, and fucking, don't you know, John from Disturbed, here I am thinking, fuck those guys. He comes over to me and was like, hey, you're Greg, right? The nicest, sweetest guy in the world.
Aww.
And that is the moment where I was like, dude, I have to actually stop being a prick. We're all, no matter what you play and what you do and how you're perceived, we're all doing the same thing. People just like his band. So I shouldn't be upset. The only difference between him and me is that they like him, you know?
But we like
and
you.
And I want to keep it that way. So, but no, he was great. One thing David Draymond said that I thought was the funniest thing ever, and I he has this in his back pocket ready to go at all times. He had a dog on tour with him, huge, fluffy dog, white dog. It was beautiful. And he'd walk around with it, And I think he almost waited until someone said something. And this young lady came up. She's like, oh, my gosh, your dog is beautiful. And he just goes, yeah, she's down with the thickness.
Oh.
100% incredible. Incredible.
Oh.
I loved it.
Chris Holmes level lyrics there.
Dude, it was I loved it.
It's disturbing.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was good.
I
was so.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, just to be so aware of who you are and how you're perceived to drop that. I mean, maybe he was actually being serious, but I just think that got me so. I couldn't wait to tell everyone, look, oh my God, guys, did you hear what David Draymond said? But again, it's like I go, not to be a disturbed defender or anything, but to go and watch them and to be a guy who's like, fucking, that's not rock and roll. I know what rock and roll is. And to see all these people, like every night, a shit ton of people like connect with that. I was like, okay, that this something is going on here. It's not something that connects with me, but they're doing something for these people, you know.
Yeah. They got to be doing something right for.
Yeah, maybe not for music, but for these people, yeah. You know.
Here's the lineup that year. So 2006, Ozzy headlining, but. For some reason, I feel like he skipped out on a few shows. He only played a
few.
He
was not. Yep. Yeah, and then he would headline the second stage sometimes. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. System of a Down, Disturbed, Avenged Sevenfold. How was that? I remember there was a lot of goofing around about Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, yep, there was.
I remember particularly they would cover Pantera and like, I was hanging out with the second stage band, and like everyone was mocking their like stage moves and their all.
They were. I think we just came from different schools. I think a lot of the bands from the second stage came from different schools, and then you had like those bands that came from our kind of, mindset. On the main stage, and I think there might have been something with that too. Like you had Hatebreed on that main stage,
right? Right. So Avenged Sevenfold, Hatebreed, Lacuna Coil, Dragon Force, Black Label Society. I guess Black Label Society was headlining the second stage, and then it was Atreyu, Unearth, Bleeding Through, Norma Jean, Walls of Jericho, Red Chord, Life Once Lost, Strapping Young Lad, which I believe this was their final tour. All That Remains,
yeah.
Full Blown Chaos, Between the Buried and Me, and Bad Acid Trip.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I got to say, I loved the second stage. And then I would all go watch, Hatebreed and half the other guys on the main stage. But they were dudes. I remember the bass player from System would come over and watch second stage. Like every now and again, you'd see a main stager come over and hang out in second stage. I always thought that was cool because I didn't need to really. But Ozfest kind of had, they would definitely make sure that you knew you were in the second stage and the main stage people were kind of like taken care of. And Hatebreed was a band that I remember. I think there was a rule where they said that they didn't want second stage people coming over to the main stage to watch. And Hatebreed was like, no, that's not how that works. So we would go over and watch at least them before we got kicked out. So it was fun. I felt like Hatebreed had the mindset of a second stage band, but they were on the main stage. So they had pull and they were incredible. It was
that's
great.
Interesting. You're like a second class citizen at your place of work for the year, and like you can't go here.
It was weird, but in the end we had a ton of fun. It was more like a summer camp when you're hanging out with all your friends. I mean, we knew a lot of the bands going into it, and any band that we didn't know we kind of made friends with. And I mean, half those bands, they're all clowns, and so to hang out with all those clowns for 2 months was awesome.
Yeah, some of the funniest footage in Metal Injection history was at that Ozfest. We shot something with you guys in Between the Buried and Me there. So it's fun.
Yeah. So, oh, man. What I think, did they just release, I forget what record was out when we did that tour with them, but it was was it Alaska? Either way, watching them every night was insane.
Mm-hmm. The Anatomy Of was the album that they, that was their best stuff.
That's the covers record.
Alaska was 2005.
Alaska, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What a friggin' record. And then Full Blown are always incredible.
Well, you know who else is incredible? You, Greg.
Oh, come on, guys. Get out of town.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us here.
Oh, but of course.
It's been so wonderful to hang out with you. Sexless Marriage is the band. Sexlessmarriage.bandcamp.com. Are there any other acts you think the livecast community, our livecast stars, as we refer to them, do you think that they should be listening to?
Chris Holmes?
Well, I will say, if they're a fan of my other band, 3/4 of the Red Cord is in Umbra Vitae. So you can go get that on deathwishrecords.com.
Excellent.
And thank you. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun to do. Sexless Marriage has cassettes. We're actually the digital and I think everything now is under Knighted Throne, which is Mike McKenzie's record label. And you can get that through Death Wish as well. So if you want a cassette for some reason of Sexless Marriage, it's an 11-minute record, so I don't think it'll take up much of your day. You can go to Death Wish and find it there as well.
There you go. If you have 11 minutes, you got time to listen to a whole record from Sexless Marriage. Yeah.
Is it all on one side of the cassette, or do you flip it for tradition's sake?
It is. I'm glad you asked that. The full record is on each side.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, so you don't have to rewind it. Just flip it.
Awesome.
We made it easier. The reason we made the song short is we want convenience for the listener. You know, I think a lot of people, they don't have any more commutes to work because of COVID. They're in their house. So we want to I want to get you at least 3 songs by the time you get up, go to the bathroom and come back. You can listen to 3 songs. Then you're back to work. Get up, grab a snack. There's another 3 songs, and you're almost done with the record at that point.
I think more bands should focus more on like convenience and accessibility the way you do.
Yeah. I'm done with writing songs for myself. I want it to be for the community of music listeners. And I think this is just a good way to get to the point and have people enjoy themselves for exactly 11 minutes.
Then back to misery and suffering.
Yes.
Listen to some of this uplifting music and then go back to your shitty life.
Yes, exactly. It's very uplifting. I'm glad you brought that up.
My pleasure. I'm a good hype man.
Yeah, this rules. But thank you guys very much. You guys have always been very supportive of every stupid thing I've done. And there's plenty more where that came from. So hopefully we'll talk soon.
Awesome. You're welcome back on the show anytime. You're a terrific fifth mic. You contributed so much. And we'd love to have you back whenever you're available.
All right. Well, I'm available, guys. So please have me back on. I got nothing. I got nothing going on.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely will.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Have a good one, Greg.
Greg.
That was Gregory Weeks. Bless his heart. And as we wind down.
Are we not going to play the voicemail?
We are going to play. I was getting to it. I wanted to get to the fan portion of the show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to invite our fans, now that we're almost at our 600th episode, I want to mention again. In 3 weeks, we're going to have Open Zoom. Zoom is an application. You can download it for your phone or your computer. And Zoom bomb us. You just need a microphone or a webcam. We want you live on our show in 3 weeks, December 29th, 6 p.m. Eastern. Come bomb our show. We want you to be on the show. If you're a little shy, send us feedback. Email us hatemail@metalinjection.net. Pre-record something. Get creative with it. We'd love to see or hear what you have to say. Noah, did you want to say something?
I don't think they even have to have the app on a computer. They just press the link that we give them.
There you go. It's easy peasy. And before we get to the voicemail, before we get to our top livecast fans of the week, I want to send a big shout out to Rode Microphones, who were so kind to send us all this incredible gear. If you've noticed, our show has sounded much better in recent weeks, and it's thanks to these wonderful pod mics from Rode. If you yourself are looking to start a podcast, we highly recommend these beautiful pod mics. Once again, big thanks to Rode for hooking that up.
I do want to say one thing about Rode, if you got a second, and it's that we have had people in our chat, in our Discord, talk about, I want to do a podcast. even some have said that they're like inspired by us, that they want to do a podcast, which is very touching. You will sound so goddamn good if you use a Rode mic. These things, it's like, and we had decent mics before, but this is just another planet. Like, I listened back to the show. It's amazing, the quality difference.
It sounds like we're in the same room.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Sorry to interrupt you, Rob, but I just feel like...
Not at all.
Very strongly about that.
Well, I wanted to play a voicemail. So, again, you know, you can send us... You know, you had a thought during the week. If you're not listening live Tuesday nights, we're doing the show. You had a thought. You feel like it's too much to express yourself typing it out. Record yourself. Record a little voice memo with your phone or your computer mic. Send us the audio file. We'll play it. Here is a voice memo from longtime fan Mel, and we're so happy to hear from you, Mel. And let me play the clip right now. Of course, as I'm loading the clip, I'm getting the beach ball. So give me a moment. I do want to say, if you want to send us some feedback, you can do so by emailing hatemail@metalinjection.net. All right, it's going. It's going. Maybe.
Oh, man.
The devil made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what your computer should sing.
The devil made me slow down the show. All right, here it is.
I don't hear anything. That must be me.
Oh, you don't hear anything? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I forgot.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
Playing a prank on us.
There's no
dog breathing while we wait.
All right, here we go. It's hard for me to tell when I'm.
Oh, he licked the mic. Doggy licked the microphone. He left.
All right, here it is.
Hey, Livecast. It's Mel from Chicago. Hope you guys are doing well. I just have to say the last episode of the Livecast had me fucking dying laughing when Noah said, I don't like birds that aren't afraid of me in general. And it just, like, for some reason, I was kind of, like, zoning out. And then I heard that, and I just, like, I could not contain myself. So that definitely needs to be the next Livecast shirt. It's got to be a caricature of Noah running away from a giant turkey with that phrase on it, because that was hilarious. I had a question for you guys. I know I miss live shows, because I'm a musician for a living, so I'm technically out of work right now. That shit sucks. But anyway, I miss going to live shows too, and I'm sure you guys do as well. One of my favorite things to do is go to shows of musicians that you guys have talked about on the podcast before and troll them in person. So my question for you guys is, when they come through Chicago, who would you like me to troll next in person? Because my favorite thing that has come from your show probably is asking Frankie Palmieri if he knew who Robert Pasadena was, and not only asking him once, asking him multiple times, and watching him get progressively more irritating or irritated. That was, well, he was progressively more irritating too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of my favorite moments of going to a live show. So who do you want me to troll next? Because when concerts are a thing again, I'm definitely getting back to doing that. But hope you guys are well. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you guys sometime soon. Bye.
Well, Chris, thank you, Mel.
Chris Holmes. Please.
Well, that was going to be my answer too after today's episode.
Sorry. I would say David G. Rain Man.
Megadeth's a good one. But that show's going to be expensive. I feel bad making Mel pay for a Megadeth show.
Oh, wait. Are we sending Mel or are we going to this show?
No, Mel wants to do it for us.
Oh. Yeah, Mel is saying that Mel wants to harass the people on our behalf.
Maybe a Cro-Mags show.
Oh, no. I don't know. Mel to get jiu-jitsu down.
Oh.
She's going to be our stuttering John. We should write questions for her.
Oh, my God. But then also, like, not all the bands are accessible during their shows to just, like, go up and pester them. But, like,
right,
they are at the
level band. Like Immure would be at their merch booth. Megadeth's not going to be at their merch
booth.
They pay for, like, an expensive meet and greet for that.
We'll have to get their VIP ticket.
We'll see what we could pull off. But that would be, we'd be
Rob
kind of selling on
ourselves. Some giveaways.
Maybe Matt Barlow and John Schaefer. On their
no, we want to get her to do it though.
Hey, she might like them.
It's a long
shot. Ask it. Ask if they remember Rob.
Oh, no. Bless their hearts. Anyone at the temple still playing? You can ask them about Rob selling water.
Oh my God. You just go to their houses. They're all at home.
What about Greg Weeks?
Yes.
Go to a sexless marriage concert.
I feel like you can't. It's probably very hard to troll Greg Weeks. He would probably troll you back.
Yeah, he would. Yes, and
difficulty level. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Raise the bar.
So that's like after a couple of times, like being back at it since there's a little bit of a break.
Right. Just to, what I really don't want is don't get overzealous and go to one of these Corona shows like Fozzy or something. Because we don't want you sick, Mel.
Is Disturbed still based in Illinois?
Does
Rain Man live there?
No, I think he lives in Austin or Phoenix.
Oh. So I was going to say, Mel could just go to David D. Rain Man's house and just pester him there. It doesn't have to be at a show. That's a win-win. You don't have to actually go to their show.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Well,
maybe he's visiting family in Illinois at some point. You just drive over. Just follow him on Instagram. He'll telegraph when he's in town.
I'm going to be in Arizona next month. Maybe I'll go on a little Easter egg hunt. David Drainman.
Well, you
hunt.
Could use your, like, Israeli connection to just crash at his place, probably.
Right. I mean, you've met him before, too, right?
There's probably, like, one falafel place in Arizona.
just call up Mossad and see if they could book you and get you in there. At the next meeting.
All right. Well, as we wind down, I do want to give a big shout out to our top Livecast fans of the week. Of course, you could be a top Livecast fan of the week by donating $10 at our Patreon. It gives you access to all the bonus episodes we talked about earlier in the show, and you get yourself a little shout ski at the end of the show. So here are the people who made me do it. Eric made me do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys do the oh yeah.
That's what I was planning on it. You have to tell me.
Rob Aganush, a.k.a. Justin, made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Benjamin made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
El Dudo Reno made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Dan R made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Cattle Decaf made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Mindy Mayer's Kippa made me do it.
I'm already tired of saying it.
Croc Destroyer made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sid's not really doing it.
The Devil didn't do it.
Isn't I, Aren't I, Sam made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Croc Destroyer made me. Oh, wait, no, I said that. Gender made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Shastro, Shastro, Susan, LaCroix, and the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Godstopper, made me do it. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ash Boskalov made me do it. Pronounce it like the word. Dallas Rob of Vampiro, Shane, and Hugo Likes Tacos, and Lando Danks made me do it.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that concludes our list. And we thank you, Chris.
The Devil made Rob read multiple people at a time instead of one at a time. Oh, yeah.
I just got tired of the bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're going to sign out.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Greg.
And follow our Spotify playlist.
Yes.
For our weekly picks. Songs we're listening to. And next week, it's everyone's going to pick a Chris Holmes song.
Oh, no.
That's all you're going to be listening to this week.
All right. No. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, so cute.
That was great.
All righty.
Tremendous.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, that, I didn't think Greg would stay the whole episode.
One of the greatest guests.
Yeah, he really
we
is.
We should have him call in on the 600.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Zoom bomb us.
Gunface too.
Mm-hmm. It's also our, like, 12th anniversary. At the same time, like, that would be the 20th. 27th was our first episode one. 20th was zero.
Crazy. How time flies.
We've all aged so beautifully.
Yeah. I think I look way better now.
Yeah, me too.
I was like 300 pounds then.
I'm all right with how I look.
I'm mostly the same, I guess.
Yeah, so you really haven't changed at all.
All righty. I'll send it when it's up.
Okay.
I gotta walk Popka. Bye.
You can send it whenever.